Touch down.
Yeah.
All right, so Mr. Chair, members of the board, coming back into session again, just to recap where we're at, we're on item six A, which is step B, are with negotiation options, and I'd like to ask Ms. Rodriguez to update the board on where we're at, because I do understand there may have been initial negotiation or two that occurred from the time the agenda became finalized yesterday. So Ms. Rodriguez.
Number one will be appearing. Two will be appearing. Three appearing. Four appearing. Number five will be either calling or appearing. Number six negotiated. Seven is unresolved. Eight is unresolved. And nine continued.
All right, that brings us to our first case in section 6A, I guess the action. Case number 97840, Vivian Snail Boutique, SNT 18546, Vivian Nissan. 503-31429.
Please come forward. And Mr. Stewart, we got to swear in staff too.
Yeah.
And I, you should have a, your script in that same book to help you and support you through that.
Oh, you can consider that.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't make that clear. All right. Well, I don't even remember this.
Was that your script?
No, the one about dragons.
Out there?
I don't know. People do. But it's really simple.
Right here.
Yeah. There you go. There we are. All right. All this organization. So at this moment, we'll swear in staff and then I'll come back and ask for you. All right. So at this time, I'll swear in our staff members who will be testifying today. The following compliance team members, please stand, raise your hand, right hand. Rosa Rodriguez, Ellen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Keegan McConnell, Alexander Hill, and Kathy Bergeron. You're not going to stop. All right, so that's good. You swear that the or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
I do, Keegan McConnell.
I do, Helen Bordelon.
I do, Alexander Hill.
I do, Lisa Chavez.
All right. Following their shining example, would you mind standing? You swear the testimony, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth? Please state your name.
Vivian Nissan.
Okay, please have a seat. Would you please review this case with us?
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. October 27th, 2022, I conducted an inspection of Vivian's Nail Boutique. I spoke with the owner, Vivian Nissan. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. The establishment license expired October 24, 2018, over 5 years. Educated the owner and left a copy of the inspection report before leaving. I verified if Vivian Nails Boutique establishment license on the board's database and determined that it was renewed and expires October 24, 2023. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Were there any other issues on the inspection?
No.
Right. So, Ms. Nissan, are you familiar with this situation, the complaint?
Yes, I'm familiar. Okay. I think that, you know, they tell me everyone, I think that's just no fine. they will come to see what I'm going to do.
Okay.
If I could renew, business license, and pay almost all of it, I'll just go back up to all the, this accident, and personal license was still okay, you know, and those.
Was there some unusual circumstance why you?
No mistake, I thought it was every 2 years to renew with a business license, and after that COVID started, and you were very kind, you were trying to help me to renew around then, it's like, I got sick, I had two surgeries, it was just too much, so I just got, I forgot about it, and during COVID, I was a lot.
Okay, you all make. All right, is there anything else you would like to tell us about the situation?
No.
How long have you been here?
Almost 13 years.
13 years?
At this location.
All right, does the board have any questions?
So how long was it out, they said it was outdated for?
5 years.
5 years, and then now it's compliant, but it wasn't at the time?
Correct.
Yeah, it looks like they went on October 27th, and then she brought herself into compliance shortly after that, after the inspection.
Any other questions? Nick, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Do we have a motion regarding this matter?
I move that we accept the findings of facts and conclusion of law.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone see it differently? Okay, so that passes, we agree that this happened, that's all that was. All right, do we have an order, motion for an order of discipline in this matter?
I have a question, is there previous history?
No.
Yeah.
I would make a motion that we, send a disciplinary letter of concern. She came into compliance shortly after the inspection. It happened, I don't think we need a fine, that's the answer, both of you.
Okay, that's your motion?
My motion.
All right, do we have a second for that motion? Here you go, second, do we have a different motion for an order of discipline?
What is the, what would have been the original fine?
$100.
$500.
Right, and I think you mentioned you paid.
I paid almost over $500 to renew it, and going back to previous years, out of all that, to just keep it up, because it paid, next time expire, this year, October, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Now that I know I'm doing it every year, yeah.
Yeah. So factors are, we initially were going to, instead of the $500 fine, she paid $500 fine to get her $500 fees at this stage, but we're at this point. The infraction did occur.
Okay.
Tracy, do you still want to impose a fine, or?
She's already paid that to get compliant, and she got compliant staff.
I was too with state board back and forth, making information.
Do a motion and just reduce the fine, $500, you can do a lower amount, do whatever amount.
Do you think it's fair?
Mr. Backman, members of the board, I would, look, you're looking toward me, and I'm thinking you're wanting me to respond, but yes, the board would have all disciplinary options available, since you did fine for the findings of facts and conclusions of law, and certainly you could reduce the fine, all the statute states is that the maximum is $2,000, so the board would have broad discretion on a civil penalty.
It's a 5 year seems excessive. You know, there's 2 years, and there's COVID, and there's that, so I'm all for reducing it, because you did have to pay.
Yeah.
You know, quite a bit, I'm leaning towards $200.
Make a motion.
I move that based on the findings of fact and conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action, consent agreement consent agreement. Civil penalty of 200, reduced from what it was.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
Nick?
Nay.
Two nays. All right. So that passes by a majority vote. So what this came out is we're going to charge you $200 because it was 5 years.
Okay.
But we appreciate you being in business. We appreciate you doing the work you do.
Thank you.
And we're really glad to hear that your salon was in good condition and protecting the public.
Thank you.
You'll get a letter to that regard.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, our next case is case number 97915-97916. John Ivy Nails, SNC 19427, SAES 21464, Jonathan Q, license 518-00577, Ivy Chow Tran, license 518-00578-575, and 318-01104. Are you present? Then come on up. Stop for a second. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you have today will be the truth and the whole truth? Again, just state your name.
And Ryan Shoemaker.
Ryan Shoemaker. Okay, just so I'm clear, are you Ivy?
Yeah.
Okay, and you are?
She's the owner of the salon.
She's the owner of the salon?
Correct.
And who are you?
And I'm the manager.
You're the manager, sir. Okay, and you're not named on this.
I'm right.
So you're welcome to sit there. But she'll have to answer the question.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, but not John. First, we're going to present the case, and then I'm going to ask you about the case. Okay? So, would you please?
Good morning, Mr. Beckley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On November 16, 2022, I conducted an inspection of John Ivy Nails, located at 6645 State Route 179, Suite C3 in Sedona, and I spoke with owner and daughter, Tran and B. Tran. During the inspection, I identified the following health and safety violations. Three different stations had nail dust and drawers with contaminants. Three use of paraffin wax. Wax was separated and not put in the trash. No disinfectant concentrate. No disinfectant, wet disinfectant, excuse me. The disinfectant liquid was evaporated. Two pedicure carts have opened sugar masks. Out of the two waxing carts in the break room, the first waxing cart, the wax was unenclosed on the first shelf. And on the second shelf, approximately 15 dead cockroaches. The second waxing cart had an unenclosed muslin roll. You will also see photos that are attached to this report. For violations of licenses, I verified John Ivy establishment license, SNT 19427 and SAES 21464 on the board's licensing database and determined that both licenses have been inactive since June 21st of 2021. An expired 2019 establishment license was displayed for the Nail Tech salon. I verified a board's licensing database system and determined that the personal licenses for Ivy Chow Tran 318-01104 and 518-00575 both expired on July 3rd, 2022. These licenses were not displayed, but her barbicide certification was displayed in the salon. On November 17, 2022, the personal aesthetics license for Ivy Chow Tran 318-01104 was renewed, but the personal nail technology license 518-00575 was not renewed and expired on July 3rd, 2022.
Okay.
I have more.
Oh, you have more? Okay.
I provided the owner's daughter, Tran, with an inspection report and educated her on the violations before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
All right, thank you. Does the board have any questions? Ms. Shellis?
I know you said the personal license was updated, correct, but not the nail tech license. Is that still correct?
That is correct. And those licenses as of today for the nail tech and nail tech salon and the aesthetic salon have not been updated, have not been renewed.
Okay. Any other questions?
So are there any active licenses right now?
She has an aesthetic license, personal license that is active.
Ms. Tran, have you reviewed this complaint and are familiar with the things that were said just now? Sorry?
Yeah, sorry. Yes. So, yeah, I already update. Yeah.
All right.
I already update June 19 LLC on April 17, 2021. Until now, that's why I don't know if they take this one anymore, the EPA. So I don't know when, maybe, you know, I had to pay before that, just because I don't know what to sell the last business. That's why it happened. So my, when I did now, everything never show up in there. I'm really sure this one was my fault. I think I will try to pay about that one. I will shut down another business.
So is this business currently open?
Joan Ivy Nails LLC is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Since April of 2021, she switched over. Her and Jonathan are have not been together since that time. There was a bad divorce during COVID and everything. So she took over the.
So is this an ownership change?
Since 2021, it's no longer a DBA between her and Jonathan. It's just Joan Ivy Nails LLC and she's the owner.
Yes. Mr. Bagley, members of the board, just as a point of order, if you could get the name of this gentleman, I mean, he could testify as a witness, but he needs to be sworn in.
Yeah, we did swear him in.
Oh, he got sworn in? Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you.
I think we have a number of problems to sort out here. One of those is if we have an ownership change, we have to be notified.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And I don't recognize that we have been notified.
Extremely. Yeah, I mean, I took him on board recently, so I'm trying to help her correct everything. We've got new management in place, new employees in place. I'm sure we've got quite a revamp of the shop. Been addressing every issue on here that was noted, so we're working diligent to get her up to par. But as far as the licensure part and as far as notifying you folks of the LLC change, yeah, that's something that we just became aware of here.
So there's a new LLC. Is there a new license anywhere under that new LLC? Like, is there like a new statute to apply for or anything?
No.
No.
All right. So you do have a new corporation, but we didn't renew any of the licenses under the new corporation. When you say updated, what?
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, you need to either take a break and speak amongst yourself or please speak loudly.
Right. Sure. The board. Okay. Just keep in mind it's a hearing.
I know.
I'm sitting on court here.
I've never been to one.
So what we're trying to figure out is whether or not you are operating in a way that keeps the public safe.
Absolutely.
And so far, I'm not real clear on where we are. You have a new corporation. You need to get a license of the new corporation. You got a change in ownership. You need to tell us about that, because otherwise, how would we know?
Absolutely.
So that's in the front end.
Absolutely, sir.
Now, beyond that, do we have our personal licenses updated?
Yeah, I have it. I update for the nail tech and another esthetician. The esthetician already sent back to me, but another one, I don't know why, not sent me. Maybe pay something wrong. I don't know.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, from a process standpoint, we haven't mailed personal licenses since early November.
Yeah.
So they logged into their own portal.
Sure.
Okay.
So So you may have an email that has anything.
Okay.
No.
I checked in the system and her personal license for the nail tech is still in delinquent status. She does have the esthetician active, but not the, the nail.
So that license has not been active.
You need to.
Whatever filing you did, how did you be? Did you have another input?
No, I was just gonna say that.
All right. So we have two points of issue. One is where are we today? And then how did we get here and what all happened along the path? So today, we believe we have a current license. Everybody agrees with that?
Aesthetic license.
You have an aesthetic license. Do you have a salon license?
No.
Operator. Do you have a business license?
Or LLC?
Oh, wow. No, you can't because you have a new LLC. So all you would have is your old LLC, which no longer exists. So apparently you need a new LLC license. If you have a new operating group, if you're the husband or whoever it is no longer part of it, it's a new corporation. That corporation needs to have a salon license. We didn't know you had a new corporation, so we probably didn't know that you needed your salon license either.
Okay.
Because as you change, then you have to let everybody else know.
We are more than willing and more than happy to do whatever is needed here. Please, right, we're.
All right. We got an idea how to get on it.
Well, you guys can't operate until you have an establishment license, which takes a period of time to do. I'm actually really, really concerned about the all the issues with the sanitation stuff. That's concerning.
Of course. We would certainly welcome anybody to come out and read it. We've worked very diligent on everything here.
Totally good, Jay. That's nature because, you know, I'm with care, you know, I cannot stay with Sean.
Yeah, medical emergency that day, that's why she was not there.
I don't have no one there and never is divorced, so it's just only my daughter. At that time, she has to sit in now. And then totally, you know, like cannot, you know, one thing that I cannot file any lawyer or something after the pandemic until that time. So we don't use the wax. And I put that one in the bag. And I told you, you know, it was like just really have a bad kind of background. So a lot of things happen. I'm really apologize about what happened.
Right. Let's look at where we are right now. Right now, you don't have a salon license because you changed your corporation. And the corporation that was licensed doesn't exist anymore, apparently isn't used anymore. So you're a new business entity. So you have to get a salon license in order to work. Because you can't be open without a license. That's one big problem.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, if I may, Darnay Griffin, we've got two pending profiles, one for 7 Ivy Nails. That's a pending application from January 20th, 2022. Okay. We've got a pending application.
Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah.
7 Ivy Nails? Okay, so.
And then we've got another for John at IBL LLC, which is also pending, but they are not licensed.
Right.
Okay.
Are those two different companies? Is that one company?
Yes, for me, but you know, like, when we update, I don't know what, you know, look like never send back to me anything. And we took a bit of work.
What's the name of your company?
John IBL LLC.
John IBL. Okay. So is 7 Ivy Nails a real thing, or is that not part of this, or?
No.
It's not being answered.
Yeah, that's not.
All right, so that helps.
I don't know, you know, after it was done, and it took some day, I don't know, but you know, just 7 Ivy Nails. Okay.
So in the John Ivy Nails.
I was going to say, were there things missing from the
Yeah, what's the issue there?
For John Ivy, there's no update on what is missing or incomplete, but for 7 Ivy, they were missing the registered salon name with Secretary of State.
So, but on the one that's going to be the one they use,
the John Ivy, you know, there's no details as to what is missing.
So I think we're trying to solve, Mr. Chair, members of the board, I think we're trying to solve licensing problems that we can't really solve in the confines of this meeting from a hearing standpoint. And the only other thing I would point out is just from date standpoint, this was November 16th of 22 that the investigator was there, which is basically 2 years after COVID.
Yeah, I agree with this. We need to deal with the fact that this is such a long infraction. We need to deal with the fact that they're not currently licensed, because I'm sure you're currently working. And we need to stop this. Be in a big hurry.
Well, again, however we can, please.
All right.
Help us.
So let's deal with the first where are we this morning here? Do they have a staff contact that they can use to figure this stuff out? I mean, what would you recommend as a
to? Well, we'll go ahead and Mr. Griffin can be the contact for now. We may have may have to toggle it because there's multitude of issues here.
Yeah.
But we can certainly make Mr. Griffin the
yeah.
But I do want to clarify. So this isn't going to be quick. This is going to be probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. Right, we have to deal with the inspection report and the violations that are there and that sort of thing. So we're going to do that right now.
Okay.
But you need to become good friends with this guy and let him help you through this.
Thank you.
Because otherwise, we're going to have to come out and question that work.
I would hate that.
But Mr. Chair, members of the board, they don't have a license right now, so they cannot.
A license, so it isn't going to get better unless you fix it.
Absolutely. Whatever it takes.
All right. Well, let's deal with this real quick. So do we have any other questions that need to be resolved in this matter before we make a motion? Hearing none, then do we have a motion regarding case number 97915 and 97916?
I move that we adopt the findings, the facts, and conclusions of law.
Second.
All right, we have a motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that passes unanimously. Now let's go to the penalty phase.
Is there any previous history on this?
Yes, there is. They had two cases for the May 9th, 2022 board meeting. They negotiated and paid the $600 civil penalty. And it was for inactive establishment license, sanitation. They had unenclosed towels, robes, gowns, not cleaning and disinfecting pedicure cloths. No salon management, equipment fee from defects, no wet disinfectant, and one unlicensed operator.
Well, I move based on the findings of fact and conclusions of law that we take the following disciplinary action. They can't work right now.
Correct.
Yeah.
The board's offered them a $1,000 fine related to these, a civil penalty related to these incidents here, and also they don't have any benefits.
Yeah. So, I would say the both. The fine, because it's not new, it's agreed, and it's dramatic, and they're not licensed, they weren't licensed before, it's an ongoing thing.
I would argue that there needs to be
it is a severe danger for people to go in there right now.
And reinspection and sanitation course too. That's an overwhelming issue from the previous one that was settled before.
Mr. Chair, member Mayfield, can we just summarize that motion for us, please, for the record, so that we make sure that we have that?
So I move that based on findings of fact and conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action. The fine for $1,000 for the cleanliness issues, and until they are set up, I don't know how to exactly say it, but the not conduct business until the licensing is fixed.
Would be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to clarify the motion. We're making a motion that the staff recommendations stay as they are because we feel they're warranted, We want a probationary period of at least a year, where we're going to come back and check this out. We'd like more frequent inspections to make sure that they're in compliance. We'd like to remind you that you currently can't operate because you don't have a license, because you didn't put your paperwork up, and you need to do that. So you've been warned that that's the case. Did that cover everything? And we feel like it would be appropriate for the manager, and the owner and everybody else, that's like the advice to, to take the sanitation course to make sure you understand what it is you're trying to do.
Sure.
All right. Is that clarified?
Yes.
Okay.
I second that.
You can't second it.
That was your motion.
I'll second it.
So this is Goodman. Let me understand. So we have somebody who's not licensed, and we're going to put a lot of rules in for when they become licensed?
We're fining them $1,000 for the fact that they had sanitation and licensing problems they had. We're causing them to go to a class so that they can learn more about what they were supposed to do so they clean it up. We've informed them they can't operate because they don't have a license. And we've applied, we've attached them to a staff member who is going to help them figure out how to get out of this. That's where.
Yeah, I understand that. What I'm wondering though is the 1 year probation is on the new license that they should be getting. How does the new company and organization take responsibility for an old company?
All right. Good point. So let's look at moving that probation to their personal license. Can we do that? Aspen.
You can impose it against the personal license, the $1,000 civil penalty. But as far as the end of probation for 1 year, but as far as the establishment, you wouldn't have the ability to do that. You could include language within the consent agreement that the licensee would agree not to work, because obviously, within any unlicensed salon. But as far as the current salon, you could maybe put language in there that said that the terms of probation would be applicable to when they obtain a new license. And that would be the term in the consent agreement.
Is Goodman. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to point out that the expiration, cancellation, suspension, or revocation of a license or voluntary surrender doesn't deprive the board of the jurisdiction to proceed with disciplinary action. So that was Mr. Goodman. I kind of have a feeling where you're coming from, that we could include that in a consent agreement, because that would be what would be agreed to.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you, and like the route of the personal license instead. I guess I wouldn't be a big fan of specifying that they can't practice in a non-licensed facility, because that's a rule for everybody.
Correct, but it could still be a term of a consent agreement, and if that's violated, then that would be then they would be non-compliant with the board order, which would also be another disciplinary that would give rise to another disciplinary order, because it would be specifically within that consent agreement.
Okay, yeah, it'd be kind of underlining the issue for them. I appreciate it. Okay, thank you.
So we need to restate.
Right. So we need to restate the motion again, just to make sure that we are clear. Sorry, it's not funny, but. So maybe.
How far will we?
Maybe we should rescind the previous motion and start over. We'd probably withdraw.
So that we can figure out where we are. Thank you. Do we have to vote on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Come on, Nick.
All right, so back to the game. All right, so I think our Tracy makes motion.
Tracy wants to
donate.
All right. I move that based on the findings of fact, conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action. With the conclusions of law, $1,000 fine for the personal license.
Staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation. As well as the sanitation class. The sanitation class, 12 months probation, and not not resuming work until the licensing is resolved.
Yes, would it be helpful if maybe I just would restate the motion just for clarity? It would be to offer consent agreement against the personal license, which is active, for 1 year probation. During that 1 year, the licensee would pay $1,000 civil penalty. The licensee would complete the sanitation and laws class within X amount of days, or period, within 3 months, or within a certain period of time. And then that the licensee shall not practice in any unlicensed establishment. And if not accepted, proceed to a formal hearing.
Just add that the time for the payment is that year, for the FK within the year. And also that group class within 3 months. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So 3 months for the class, a year to pay the $1,000. And of the probationary period of the year, once they get their license restated.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, it's just really hard to unmute. I am aye as well.
Okay, thank you. So that passes unanimously. Okay. Now, we know you're tired. And I understand that. But this is a mess.
Of course.
We are fining you the $1,000 because it's merited.
Sure.
But you have a year to pay it. So work your way through it. There's a 90-day period to take a class to improve your sanitation knowledge, because maybe it's a little shallow enough to be. I mean, it's a nice number on the end of the dribble. He's going to talk to you and coach you through this.
Thank you.
So we want you to do well.
Thank you.
We want you to be successful. Not trying to spank you. We want you to protect the public.
Right. And I think we were just, again, I that one recently. We were just a little unsure. We're happy to whatever we need to do.
All right. So act quickly so that you don't have a problem with practicing without us. All right.
Thank you.
You'll get this in the mail in a letter format.
Awesome.
And you did fine.
Okay.
And you're excused.